Stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Congress, I'll give you five damn good reasons why the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden, should be impeached. And I'll make it easy. I won't even bring up the fraudulent elections. Number one, treason.
Chinese nationals affiliated with the Bidens created limited liability companies in the United States and then in a short period of time transferred their interest to a Chinese company that sent money to the Bidens.
Number two, mental fitness. According to the 25th Amendment, Joe Biden does not have the mental fitness to be president, and even he knows it.
You know, you don't have to stand every time I hear hail to the chief wonder, where the hell is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Number three, economic sabotage. Joe Biden has single-handedly driven the nation to the brink of a collapse after shutting down our resources, depleting our oil reserves, and bleeding our military dry, all in the name of a foreign globalist agenda. Number four.
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
Heinous felonies. There may be compromising evidence that Joe Biden is a hardcore pedophile behind closed doors while overseeing a global sex trafficking operation. And five, national security breach. Aside from allowing the Chinese to gather key information on our military installations via spy balloons,
the idea that it was a dereliction of duty is a bizarre notion.
Biden told the crowd at a private fundraiser in New York, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. I don't think there is any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon."
Since Joe Biden took office, 5 million illegal border crossers encountered, 2 million illegal aliens released into the country, another 2 million, over 370,000 unaccompanied alien children have been encountered on the border, and the Biden administration has lost track of 85,000 kids. 85,000 of that number, and nearly 200 on the terrorist watch list have been encountered on our border. Here's the kicker. It's all been done intentionally. Day one, January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden said, no more wall, no more remain in Mexico. You get to the border, you get released into the country.
Of course, Joe Biden is merely the current visage of a cabal caught with their pants down by the Durham investigation, a treasonous bureaucratic media monstrosity that knowingly lied to the American people yet faces no repercussions.
Do you have direct evidence of collusion with Russia?
Well, I think there's direct evidence. Well, there's abundant evidence of collusion, but as I've said along, there's plenty of evidence of collusion.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes.
In reality, A, a bunch of the dossier has proven to be true. B, the FBI and the CIA have reportedly validated parts of it as true.
Investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier.
We do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
Some of it, what we did corroborate in the ICA. And of course, it appears that more of it has been corroborated.
Many of the things represented in the Steele reports were in fact true.
So Andrew, in the Durham report, it says the FBI never had evidence of collusion. That's not a legal term, we should note. Between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016, should never have launched a full investigation. What's your response?
Yeah, I vehemently disagree with Mr. Durham's characterizations of what we did in the report.
The time for weaponizing the Department of Justice needs to come to an end. And because you refuse to prosecute real criminals that are violating all the crimes here in Washington, D.C., and you want to talk about D.C. residents, they are victims of your abuse of power. And because of that, I am introducing articles of impeachment on you, Mr. Graves.
Immediately, the thoughts of impeachment bring up the nightmare of a Kamala Harris presidency.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?" You exist in the context.
But isn't that the very reason she is there? Impeach Joe Biden now or suffer the consequences before irreversible damage is done. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements, you don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com from being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at Marcus A97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
that quote, is not my account, ma'am.
Quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement?
No, ma'am. That's not my account at all.
The most predictable aspect surrounding the FBI whistleblower testimony in front of the House Select Subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government was the Democrats' refusal to accept the critical implications of the repercussions experienced by the FBI whistleblowers.
Are Republicans scared of giving us the information so that we can do our own due diligence on these conspiracy theories? These ideas that they want to put forward. Perhaps they're too far gone to realize that in fact this hearing is evidence, as if we need it anymore, that MAGA Republicans are a threat to the rule of law in America. Outside of Washington, the real divide in America is not between Democrats and Republicans. It's between people who love this country, who believe in the rule of law, and the people who want to tear it down the rule of law and betray our Constitution for personal as well as political gain.
Mr. Allen, we just astonishingly heard a Democrat on this committee question your allegiance to the United States. How many tours in Iraq did you do?
I did 2 tours in Iraq, sir.
And for how many decades have you held a security clearance?
For 2 decades, sir.
Ever been called into question before?
No, sir.
You're engaging in the self-promotion of your new book that's about to be released. And what great timing to be on TV and in Congress right before your book tour starts. It's quite coincidental.
And as we predicted, our Democrat colleagues have immediately opened up with claims of conspiracy theories, MAGA extremism, mock outrage. Seems the only ones displaying mock outrage up here today are, in fact, the Democrats. Because according to them, journalists who appear before us aren't journalists, and you here today are not whistleblowers, but we, in fact, know that you are.
Here's the key line from the Durham report. Quote, the FBI failed to uphold their mission of fidelity to the law. They didn't follow the law. Didn't have probable cause or evidence to do what they did. An agency focused on politics. But I would argue today it's even worse. Because today it's not just presidential campaigns. Today it's the American people. They're the target. Mr. O'Boyle was selected for a new unit. Moved his family from Kansas to Quantico, Virginia, and the first day he arrives here, after being selected for this new unit, serving in our military, serving well in the FBI, with first day he arrives here, they tell him his clearance is suspended. Can't get his belongings for his family, can't get his clothes, can't get his children's clothes, 4 kids and a 2-week-old newborn. Mr. Friend raised concerns about using the SWAT team to arrest someone who was willing to turn themselves in, and the FBI takes his clearance. Wouldn't even let him get access to his firearms training records, which he needs to get employment. Mr. O'Boyle's went 200 some days without getting paid. Mr. Allen's went 450 days without getting paid. This is the kind of retaliation they have faced for coming forward and telling us the truth. For Mr. Allen, he lost his clearance for simply doing his job, compiling case-related research, using open-source material, news and articles, and passing them on to the people working the case. And they didn't like some of the material he passed on. 450 days without pay. And the retaliation isn't limited to the FBI. Democrats on this committee also engaged in it. They leaked parts of these guys' interviews to the press. Press reported on it, and then the press had to issue corrections. The Post, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Rolling Stone, because what the Democrats told them wasn't accurate, what they reported wasn't accurate.
Will you give us a copy of that testimony that was transcribed of your discussions with him?
It'll be up to Mr. Allen.
But you are in possession of them, aren't you?
Sure are.
So why would you not give them to us?
Because Mr. Allen's a whistleblower and he didn't want that to happen. We'll
he didn't want, but he's comfortable here in open discussion with us today?
Sure is. You can ask him questions if you want.
You don't share your information with the minority?
Nope.
The whistle. No,
so you're not sharing information
Whistleblower saw what you did with Mr. Friend and others, the false information you gave the press, so much
no.
So that they had to issue corrections.
The whistleblower doesn't decide that. The committee decides it.
And we've decided.
To all our whistleblowers, yes or no, do you believe that the retaliation pattern has a cooling effect on other agents from coming forward or speaking up? Yes or no, Mr.
Yes.
O'Boyle?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe that the FBI is purposefully hostile to you for that reason, to keep agents from speaking up?
Yes.
Yes, without question.
Yes.
So I think it's clear we have a pattern here. If you speak up about the abuses, you are seen as an agent or are sharing information that may not fall in line with the FBI's political narrative. You will be suspended without pay, have your security clearance revoked, and your life will be turned upside down. It's pretty clear that the MO is if you don't comply, they will retaliate. If you don't agree with the political agenda, you get suspended. And they do it in such a way to deter others from speaking up and speaking out. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the weaponization of government. That is the weaponization of government, and that is why we are here today. Not because we have a political agenda, not because we are here to go over events of the past. We want to fix it. We have to expose it, stop it, and prevent it from happening again. That is why we are here. These men are whistleblowers. The gentlemen who came before us in previous hearings, they were journalists. And just because you don't address them as such does not mean that they are not who they say they are. They have been retaliated against. And regardless of your party affiliation, this behavior is unacceptable, and we need to stop it. Republicans, Democrats, independents alike, this is a concern we should all share. This is the weaponization of government, and it is our job, our constitutional duty, to stop it.
There are victims all over the place. All of the people who suffered when the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security got involved in censorship with social media platforms, millions and millions of tweets and narratives being taken down. That is victimization at scale. It must be resolved. And the fact that those who profess to be most concerned about victimization of people by law enforcement in this country join in the victimization of you.
Big business is working with the government to weaponize against the American people. And, you know, the government says, well, this is okay because we're not violating the Constitution. The big business is doing this voluntarily, and we saw this with the social media companies. But I want to play a testimony from a whistleblower who's not here with us today. If you could cue that up about how we've seen in this instance one of the biggest corporations in America working with the FBI to violate civil liberties.
I believe it was either on January 7th or 8th. The Bank of America, with no directive from the FBI, data mined its customer base. And data mined a date range of 5 to 7. Of any BOA customer who used a BOA product, and by BOA product, a debit card, they compiled that list, and then on top of that list, they put anyone who had purchased a firearm during any date.
I find that testimony chilling. That was the retired FBI supervisory intelligence analyst, George Hill, who gave us that testimony. And what he said there is the Bank of America compiled a list of everybody who used a credit card or a debit card between January 5th and January 7th inside of Washington, D.C., and gave that to the FBI. But before they did, they looked at anybody who had ever purchased a firearm, according to their records, and elevated those people to the top of the list. And they didn't geofence it to Washington, D.C. You could have, as Mr. Hill testified, you could have bought a gun in 1999 in Iowa with a Bank of America card, and then you got heightened attention, and then it was given to the FBI. Now, whether the FBI asked for this or whether they did this voluntarily is very chilling, because Bank of America, you know, they've got a lot of issues in front of the government. And this is where you get into this unhealthy feedback loop.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The War Room. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting for Owen Schroyer. I was just finishing up recording another show. That's what it's been keeping me busy. I've been doing work for American Media Periscope. You can find that on ampnews.us, ampnews.us. My show Counter Narrative there is Monday through Friday, and we release it kind of as a noon newscast, so you can check that out. Definitely been busy doing all kinds of other things. Actually been working on this movie with my husband, and so you might want to see this trailer we put together for this production that we've been working hard on. So take a look.
In a world where hearts, desires, and biological clocks collide, they said it couldn't be done. Until now. The womb was geriatric. His fruit of his loins was barren.
Inconceivable!
But against all odds, to the blessing of the Lord on high, a hero will rise.
Here's Johnny.
Christy Lee. John Scott. This fall. The Breach. Texas Baby Womb Massacre. Non-binary super baby. Cave Diving Womb Baby 3. They said it could be done.
Doesn't even make any sense, honey. Just read the damn script.
It's a shitty script. You got nothing to say about that, do you?
In a world, it happened many summers ago.
No, it didn't.
And then it just...
You can't say it happened.
Just when you thought it couldn't happen again. In a world where hearts, desires, and biological clocks collide to each other. They said it couldn't be done. She just said no, so we'll start over. Goodness.
It'd be a long file.
It doesn't matter. In a world where hearts, desires, and biological clocks collide. They said it couldn't be done. Till now. Till now.
He's not like a surfer. Like, we could put other movie clips in, which will make it longer. So, like...
Like, longer how?
I can't use any of this audio yet. You haven't completed, like, a full sentence.
Yes, I can.
In a world where hearts, desires, and biological clocks collide, they said it could not be started over. Stop. Until now. Eggs frozen in an ark in the Antarctic. Spacey. The fruit of his loins was barren. The two embark on an incredible journey. This fall, super baby.
What are you saying instead of that?
Super baby.
I'm not even live. All right. In case that went over your head, that was our silly attempt at a baby announcement. So the team InfoWars is growing. We are having a baby, if that went over your head. And we had to do it in a funny way because, you know, we have to talk about a lot of hard subjects on here, things that are depressing sometimes. And so we try and find levity and humor where we can. So hopefully you found that funny. Might not have my cheesy sense of humor like those in production already said. It's so cheesy. But, you know, whatever. Sorry. That's my sense of humor. Anyways, verse of the day, because I always like to bring that verse of the day, is from 1 Peter 1:13. It's, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. Top headline today that I happen to see is getting a lot of buzz right now. Tim Scott is filing to run for president. Probably not too big of a surprise. That's already been kind of talked about pretty widely. He's expected to launch his announcement on Monday, and his $6 million ad buy will launch next week. So early predictions are saying he's going to get like 2% of the vote. So getting a little bit crowded on the GOP side for president, but we shall see how all that plays out, with Trump being the very clear front runner. Would love to hear what you guys think about this new development when we take phone calls later on. But we are going to be talking to Mickey Willis about his Plandemic 3 coming out here just after this break. So just to kind of prepare you for that, there's this video about his newest in the Plandemic series, The Great Awakening. And he, you know, likes humor and levity too. So check out this video.
On May 4th of 2020, my film crew and I huddled together in our edit bay to say a little prayer. May the 4th be with us. Knowing that my life was about to change forever, I took a deep breath before hitting send. No one could have predicted what happened next. 26-minute documentary, produced on a shoestring by a crew of four, became the most seen independent movie in history. For the first 2 days, my inboxes were overflowing with red hearts and yellow thumbs. The outpouring of love and gratitude was absolutely temporary.
Psst, pass it on. Looking forward to that production. He always does such a fantastic job, and I've heard this one is quite a bit different than the first two. So we'll be anxious to talk to him about that, as well as his own personal Great Awakening journey. Also later in the show, we're going to be talking to Alki Davis. He is a billionaire who is suing Gavin Newsom and has a RICO racketeering type lawsuit right here in Texas. We're going to hear from him. And we're kind of just all over the place. We're going to get a live report from the border from Christy Hutchinson of Women Against or Women for America. She's going to give us the latest about what's happening at the border. So lots to pack into to today's show. And so happy to be here. Can't wait to take some phone calls from all of you later as well. But we're going to talk to Mickey Willis right after this quick break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body, as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromide, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger, and even more product, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years, so it's good to get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better, InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first round of Diet Force, a bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Christy Lee filling in for Owen Schroyer today. And my next guest is such a good sport. He agreed to be interviewed last minute as well. So thankful for him and the great work that he does and just the great person he is and his whole family. He's a father. He's a filmmaker. He's the producer of the Plandemic series, which has gone all over the world, and advocate of building community and so much more. So please welcome in Mickey Willis. There he is. How are you today? Well, I cannot hear him. Can we hear him on that side?
Try this again. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay, good. I'm like, please, please don't do this to me because I'm not a technical person. I'm not going to be able to figure out what's going on. But no, I can hear you now. I'm so glad that
awesome.
I can hear you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being such a good sport and doing this last minute. I can't imagine how busy you are. You're always busy, first of all, but you're really ramping up for this June 3rd premiere of Plandemic 3. I've heard so many good things, but the main thing I've heard is that this is so much different than the first two. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, this is the big picture, really. This is spotlighting the decades-old agenda that COVID was used to accelerate. And so this is digging back into some historical evidence of the war to bring America to its knees, the war from the inside out, the war that is connected with China and a lot of foreign adversaries, but that is mostly perpetrated by forces within our own borders, and all the different ways that they have waged a cultural revolution very similar to what Mao Zedong did to gain control of his billion plus person population is happening in the United States. And the fact that it's being funded by billionaires, the rabbit hole goes so deep when you understand that, you know, people like Bill Gates and all the same usual suspects are funding everything from defund the police to the, a lot of the transgender movements, and Black Lives Matter is partly funded or was partly funded by all kinds of Chinese progressive CCP related organizations. And when you really put that puzzle together, it becomes suddenly this insane world makes sense. It doesn't get any easier to embrace, but it definitely, you start to understand why they make some of the insane moves that they make, because it's all really about bringing America to its knees and bringing people to a place of desperation and despair, so that we become dependent on the federal government. And that's the only way you could really do it in America, is to a war from the inside out. And so we spotlight that, but we also spotlight a lot of other really great stuff that adds the possibility of some solutions that are all in the hands of the people.
Yeah, and but we do know that darkness does not like light, and you are someone that's bringing light and shining it into the darkness, exposing all of this. And you kind of allude to that in your trailer for The Great Awakening, saying when your first movie came out, there was all these likes and it was well received, and you couldn't believe how many people viewed it all over the world. But you say that was temporary. So yeah. Can you take me through, I guess, the resistance and even putting this movie out? Has any resistance calmed down, or have you continued to see attacks or demonization of you and your character? What's that like?
Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot of stuff out there right now, but what happened yesterday, which is kind of alarming, is we put our new trailer, our official trailer, up on Rumble. And we reposted it because all of the comments were taken down the first time. So we said, let's take it down and try again. And all of the comments were taken down the second time on Rumble. So we're going to try to get to the bottom of exactly what happened there, because that's supposed to be the free speech platform. So that's the first place, oddly, that we've experienced some form of censorship for The Great Awakening. But, you know, all the stuff that comes with it, I always just say, keep it coming, people. All the media out there, please, please continue to attack. Please continue to smear, because we wouldn't be where we are with the reach that we have now had you not done such a great job at attempting to have the world look away, because all you do is make people want to look even deeper. And so that's really what occurs. You know, it's like prohibition or anything, you know, it never works. You know, they take stuff away from the people. It just makes the people more interested in it. And so, the attacks are the least of my concerns right now, because I'm a father of two young boys, and we are, you know, all very privileged to be part of this great nation that we call America, that is teetering on the edge of collapse. And it is a manufactured collapse. It's a collapse that I believe wholeheartedly will not be totally fulfilled, but we're definitely going to see more bad before we experience the good. And one way to ensure that we experience good is for the people to understand that there's no superhero coming to save us, and that the calling is for us to step up, for us to wake up, for us to speak out, and to really get it past all of the I always say it's our addiction to being comfortable, you know, to this convenience and comfort is killing us. That, you know, convenience stores and all the food they sell is making people sick, and the comfort of not having to deal with drama, people are so resistant to and so afraid to have their tribe turn on them. And all I have to say is everyone that I've interviewed, and we're now into the, you know, couple of hundred people or so that we've interviewed in the past 3 years regarding the subject, everyone who has stepped out and taken that big risk had the same experience. They say, yeah, it got really ugly for a minute, and it was shocking. It was hard to deal with to suddenly see people that you once cared about or you thought cared about you slandering you out in the world. And then they gradually go away. And then a whole new flock of people fly in. And these people are ones that actually appreciate what you have to say and the true diversity of being a sovereign thinking being is respected. And there's nothing more freeing than granting each other the space to be. And so I wouldn't trade anything that any choices I've made in the past 3 years, I wouldn't trade them for anything.
I like what you said about there's not going to necessarily be a hero because there's been so many people propped up as our potential hero. Obviously Donald Trump at times, he's got this plan and we don't know the extent of the truth if that's true at all, that there's any kind of a plan. And then obviously Elon Musk has been propped up, plan to play a clip of him later in the show, where Rand Paul is praising him and talking about how, oh, he'll go down as in history as the free speech savior of the world. And so it's like we're starved for a hero because we see so much injustice that happens. But even alluding to your situation with Rumble and the comments being taken down, you can tell that you have a healthy skepticism there. Like, well, I would love to believe that this is, you know, just an accident, but you never know. So what can you tell me about that? Do you think that's part of the great deception that we have to balance with this great awakening?
Well, what I can say is that our voices are our tools. There are weapons and our tools. And so that's why there's the First Amendment. That's why in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word. It's been recognized since the dawn of creation that what we speak through these instruments called our bodies, especially when we do it from a place of responsibility and humility and clarity, we become very powerful in the world. And so when we're doing that, the ones who want the power and don't want anyone else to have power, they're very threatened by that. So, of course, that becomes the first line of attack, is just to get everyone silenced. And everyone's so in fear of speaking out. And they've been doing that forever. I mean, the whole JFK assassination, right? Right. Why would they choose there? Why wouldn't they get him in the middle of the night in a dark alley, leaving a restaurant or something like that? Why during a parade would they take that man out right there next to his wife in a convertible? That was to scare everyone else from speaking out politically because he had made some statements about the secret societies and the forces that were really running the world, what is now called the deep state. He was out to expose that. And so they wanted to send out a clear message. And that permeated for decades. And it had so many politicians run scared. And when they noticed something, they either, you know, would speak about it only anonymously or they wouldn't say anything at all. And so
all right,
just,
Mickey, we got to hit this break, but we're going to be back with Mickey and what makes him so brave to always speak out right after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
and your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Christy Lee here bringing the feminine touch. The feminine touch today. But Mickey Willis is balancing that out for me in this hour. Talking about his new film, Plamdemic 3. Just before the break, we were talking about how opposition uses fear. And they have made examples out of people in the past. And to that end, I know you were kind of in the middle of your thought. But do you feel like you have been has there been any situation where you have felt afraid for yourself or your family with as much as that you have exposed their system and exposed their wrongdoing?
Well, yeah, I went through a little stint after I attempted to be a journalist on January 6th. And so I had to, you know, deal with the FBI and all of that. And I don't think there was a grand conspiracy against me. The media definitely, they lied and made up all kinds of stories and wrote hit pieces and tried their best to get me locked up for simply reporting what I saw happening there. I was on the backside of the Capitol, where it's incredibly peaceful and where I witnessed people being led in and out all day, you know, while the time I was there for an hour or so. And that definitely got crazy once I was seeing the persecution of the other people. I thought, wow, I could be on that list because of what I've done, and this is how it goes in a fascist state, and what's going to come of this. And thankfully, I had no mask on, so you could see my communications and what I was saying. And I only mentioned that because my friend Brandon, who started the Walkaway movement, he had a mask on, and someone behind him yelled, "Get that cop's shield." And they said, "Since you have a mask on, we think it was you." And he said, "It was not me." And they said, "Mm-hmm. We'll prove it. You had a mask on." So he had to do a couple of days in jail and deal with all kinds of legal fees and stuff like that. And so that was the only time that I really felt the heat of you know, the witch hunt of like this could turn out to be really serious. But thankfully, I was on camera the whole time as well, and I was able to show that to the FBI, all my footage, and they could see that I was actually there filming migrants. from all over the world that were warning America that whatever they escaped from their communist nations, socialist communist nations, that they could recognize that it was happening here in America and that they wanted Americans to wake up. And that's really why I was there. I wasn't even there for the Trump event. And so, but that was the only time that I really felt that. And, you know, it's a roller coaster ride when you're on the front line of this work. But, I love roller coasters. So, you know, I just keep my hands up, dream.
Yeah, and I mean, your third in the Plandemic series is called The Great Awakening, and you yourself have taken a journey of a great awakening, so to speak. And I know that's probably, it's probably hard to summarize, but what can you tell me about your personal journey? You kind of came from Hollywood, right? And then you woke up and now you're a freedom fighter. Like, how did this happen?
Well, I'm a defector in a way, because I was born into the far left, born and raised in California. And if people don't know what that's like there, there's one political choice, and that is far left progressivism. And so I stayed away from politics forever, but then I got involved around the Obama era and then deeply for the Bernie campaign and got involved, and I was asked to go on the road with him and film his campaign and help the, grow the grassroots movement by producing media. And that's really what woke me up, because I got to really learn the dangers of socialism and even, yes, democratic socialism. There's really no difference there. And as I started to ask people very important questions like, I understand that democratic socialism is socialism, so kind of bartering, exchange by the people, and democratic makes it for and by the people, but where does the money come from? And then they say, taxation. I said, well, then who's collecting the taxes? And they would say, well, I guess the government would have to do that part. And I would say, do you trust the federal government? And everyone would say, no, because they're all disenfranchised. And I'd say, so you want to give the government up to 70%+ of our taxes, and you think they're going to spend it on the stuff that you want them to spend it on? Have they ever done that? And they would just get cross-eyed, you know, and that's when I realized that, they have been sucked into this, just like I was. And I call it weaponized compassion or weaponized morality. You know, they tug the heartstrings of people who care. And I think that's what leaves me still with, even for the people that are out doing and saying really crazy things out there right now, I still feel a lot of compassion for them, because I realize I was one of them. And I really thought I was doing the right thing. I wanted to help minorities. I wanted to help women. I wanted to help people that were at the bottom. And when I woke up, it's painful. I woke up and I realized I'm a useful idiot. I'm being used to do the bidding for the bad guys. The very forces I thought we were resisting, they're actually behind all of this. And they want us in the streets. They want us at odds. They want us, you know, expending all of our energy out fighting for causes that will never be solved. And they'll give us a little, you know, a token of victory here and there to make it feel like it's worth it. But in the end of the day, they just want us fighting. That's all they want.
As far as the film, Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening, it premieres June 3rd right here in Texas. I'm going to be there, or at least I'm planning on being there. I'm planning on it. So I will be there. But another thing about, like, this one being different, it's called The Great Awakening. I keep on always coming back to, people are starved for hope, because we have to get bombarded with so much evil every day that we have to be aware of and have to relay to others. And so would you say that this last, in this series of Plandemic series, it does offer more hope? I mean, it hopefully exposes how many people have come to light through this whole process?
It ends very positive. Okay. It ends very positive. But we definitely take the dark journey, because people need to know what's really going on. And there's a lot of bombshell information in this that blows people's minds. We just screened it, did a rough cut screening last weekend, and it really connects the dots for people. But it's especially for those who haven't gone that deep into the rabbit hole. It's shocking for some people, because when they understand the forces that are out attacking our children and trying to separate them from their parents and take all the parental rights away so that they can ultimately control the children, it's shocking for parents to see that. But at the end of the movie, we certainly dig into solutions and the pathway forward to prevent this from going any further. And so I think that's what leaves people. We've shown it twice now. We've had the longest standing ovations of anything that I've ever created. So I'm really excited for June 3rd. And as you mentioned, it is in Austin, Texas. If anyone would like to attend in person, we have 2,500 incredible people there. Go to plandemic3.com, and there's information on there. Just follow the information and sign up for the live premiere and come join us in person.
I really like that you live your advice too in talking about building community, and I know that you have, I don't know how else to say it, but like experimented with a different school style. What can you tell me about that, and like how have others responded to kind of changing their whole lifestyles in the face of all of this?
Yeah, well, that's really what, you know, we have been programmed to see ourselves as consumers. They actually, you know, look at all the consumer reports. We are called consumers by the media because their goal is to get us to consume, but we're really creators. And that's one message that I want to convey through this movie, is that once we activate our innate, primal, creative talents and brilliance, then these problems that we feel like we're stuck in without a choice, we just let them go. As Buckminster Fuller said, you know, create a new system that renders the old system obsolete. And so when we discovered what was happening in the school systems, having a 9-year-old and 11-year-old, we said there's no way we're going to subject our children to this indoctrination. And so we created a homeschooling co-op with a bunch of other parents, and it's doing amazing. And so we're looking at now the possibility of expanding this, of creating a movie. I just was talking with Tim Kennedy, who's written his book Scars and Stripes, and he started his own school. And we said, let's make a movie together and feature 3 or 4 schools that have been built from the ground up by parents, and to give this alternative possibility to parents around the world so they can ensure that their children are not going to end up like so many kids are right now, where they're confused about their gender and they hate themselves and they hate America and they ultimately hate their parents. I can't imagine bringing a baby into this world and having that be the outcome. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, we have to come together as a community and make for a better future, for sure. So, we can again go to plandemicseries.com and get all the information we need to come to your premiere on June 3rd.
Yes, please. Please do. And, look at all the information on there. We have a little meet and greet beforehand and after party, and then the whole screening. We have some surprises, a couple of people that will be with us on stage that I think will be a really pleasant surprise for a lot of people. It's going to be an amazing evening.
Yes, and I'm planning on being there, so, you know, just another incentive to come hang out with me and Mickey. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate your work so much, and make sure that you support him. He's another one like me that never asks for support, like, ever, so make sure that you give it to him. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body, as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements, you don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together, that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The dynamic duo is finally back in stock. I gotta say, Batman is the tri-iodine X3, and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The triiodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me, but I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off. The other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, welcome back to The War Room. Christy Lee in today. So happy to be with you all. I would love to take your phone calls. If you want to start calling, I can take some of your phone calls. Just before we have our second guest today, it's going to be a man named Alki David. He's a businessman, a billionaire that is really going after Gavin Newsom, suing Gavin Newsom, has a RICO lawsuit right here in Texas. He's going to be joining us in the second half of this hour. But if you want to sneak in some phone calls, since I never get to talk to you, that would be great. Again, the number is 1-877-789-2539. You would think I know that by now, but you know, cheating. All right, so we just had Mickey Willis in. Make sure that you check out his Plandemic series. If you haven't already seen Plandemic 1 and 2, make sure you check those out. Be prepared to see Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening. He says it has a very positive ending, which we all need some, like, hope and good feels, you know, amidst all of the crazy stuff that we have to be exposed to. Join us on June 3rd for the premiere right here in Texas. You can find information on that at PlandemicSeries.com. Speaking of the greatest crime against humanity with the pandemic, it just every single day that I prep for shows, I have to see more and more young people dying, and today was no exception. Today, out of BizPak Review, I see that the University of Louisiana Lafayette champion water skier dies suddenly at 18. And of course, there's no cause stated. This is Mickey Geller, a top ranked Canadian water skier that died, the university announced on May 6th. No information about his death, which of course gets people talking. I mean, that's the thing. When you have all these young people dying suddenly, people are going to wonder. And so, of course, there's people already saying on social media his death will be covered up in Canada. No autopsies, no investigations. People have questions. The university said, it's with heavy hearts and great sadness that we share with all of you the news that Mickey Geller from Ontario has died suddenly. Hashtag died suddenly. I'm actually talking to the directors of that film, Died Suddenly, again this coming week. If you ever want to check out my show on American Media Periscope, you can find it at ampnews.us. It's called Counter Narrative with Christy Lee, and you never have to have it conflict with your InfoWars viewing. You can always watch it whenever you want on your own time. Don't let it conflict with your InfoWars viewing, but you can always check out that show. Going to be interviewing them this next coming week to get an update on this whole epidemic of hashtag died suddenly. And here's another one. A physically fit man, 23, collapses and dies during a football game in front of teammates. We've got Morgan Brick, 23, suffering a suspected heart attack. Oh, because that's normal at 23 years of age during a football match at Gloucestershire Football Association. and he could not be saved. He's a young autistic man suddenly collapsing during a football match. So just every day I see more and more of these, always. And then just before we go to break, we can play a little bit of just the exposure of the weaponization of the government, kind of shifting topics here. Here is a video about the information, our information being handed over. Take a look.
And I think Americans need to hear it, because there are other glimpses of just how the victimization is going on and how it's victimization at scale. This is one fact that struck me. The Bank of America records, the story that Bank of America turned over the credit card transactions, whether for an aircraft or a lodging or the purchase of a cup of coffee, for everyone who decided to come to Washington, to be in Washington area, the Northern Virginia area. That's one of the things that you asked questions about. There are victims all over the place. All of the people who suffered when the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security got involved in censorship with social media platforms. Millions and millions of tweets and narratives being taken down.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
So happy to be sitting here in the InfoWars studio. Very blessed to know all of the people that work so hard here, the production staff. You guys are amazing. I love every bit of you. So thank you for humoring me and letting me sit here. Can you believe it? They let me sit here and talk to y'all. And that's what I want to do right now. I want to take your phone calls. Would love to catch up with you. We have the smartest audience here. The InfoWars audience is the most in the know ever. So feel free to call in 1-877-789-2539. Try and get those calls in before my next guest. If I don't get to all the phone calls, I'm going to come back to you before the guest I have after that. You know, we're going to make this work. But before I take the first phone call, we were just listening to the weaponization of the government. There is so many clips that have been covered over these hearings that, I mean, I couldn't possibly play them all, but, I mean, just the fact that our banking system, just like it was in Canada, was used against us, and anybody in D.C. That happened to have a Bank of America card, their information was just handed over willy-nilly. That was exposed. There's just so much exposure happening in these hearings, and of course also exposing the Democrats, who used to value the whole concept of a whistleblower, but again, clear hypocrisy. When the whistleblowers are against their narrative and their movement, well, then they don't even want to call them a whistleblower. And, you know, we also hear from the Democrats all the time, no one is above the law. No one is above the law. Oh, but they are, obviously. You're above the law. We have in the Durham report revealed that the FBI shut down 4 Clinton investigations in 2016. And that's according to that Durham's long-awaited 316-page report. I've been calling that the Durham Downer, because here we waited so long for some accountability. Yes, it was great to have confirmed what everybody already knew with that 316-page report. And we're finding out even this that there were other investigations that were opened up against the real criminals. But again, nothing was done, no indictments, a big nothing burger, so it was a huge Durham downer. But again, in January 2016, three different FBI field offices, New York, Washington, and Little Rock, had opened investigations into possible criminal activity involving the Clinton Foundation, and they were just shut down. So they were above the law. You know, isn't it funny how they say, oh, no one's above the law except, you know, when it comes to them. It also revealed the FBI learned that from a well-placed confidential human source that prior to Hillary Clinton's candidacy declaration, a foreign government was hoping for political favors. This is the same thing that we've seen with the Biden crime family, his whole pay-to-play scheme, all of those connections, and same thing with the Clintons. They're all in bed together, all part of the same swamp. And they just were able to get away with it. But let's take some of your phone calls now. Wild from Wisconsin, good to see you again. I've gotten to talk to you in the past. What's going on there, Wild?
Hey, Christy. I wanted to bring up something with Trump and accuser E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah, let me hear
kinda
it.
Older news, but I didn't hear anybody bring it up, so I wanted to chime in on it. Because I know it's probably going to be brought up during the election again.
Of course.
Accusing him of being like some sort of sexual weirdo Democrat. You know, Democrats always accusing the other side of what they're doing. But I didn't know this, that do you know who Hunter S. Thompson is?
Gosh,
he's like he did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the movie.
It sounds so familiar. I know my husband would kill me right now because I know he's talked about him before, but go ahead.
Yeah, in that movie, in Fear and Loathing, it's kind of like a half-fiction, half-truth movie. They talk about adrenochrome, you know, which because of QAnon is hot now.
Yeah.
And I thought it was weird that E. Jean Carroll, the Trump accuser, was she said herself that she was a groupie of Hunter S. Thompson and was actually wrote a biography about Hunter S. Thompson. And, you know, I think it's kind of odd that, you know, most likely a drug addict person, you know, if you're hanging out with Hunter S. Thompson, you know, is accusing a former president, you know, and I didn't hear anybody talk about that connection with her and Hunter S. Thompson and adrenochrome and Trump, kind of a weird connection there.
Yeah, well, there's also been evidence of her being a Trump groupie. And, you know, I mean, for God's sake, so she has a cat named Vagina? I mean, like, what is up with this lady? She's a total kooka quack, but they'll use whatever they can, right?
Yeah, she's kind of a weirdo freak person, I think, you know, that they have leverage on it and they just can pull them up on the Rolodex, you know. And then I also want to talk about, if we have time, some Nikola Tesla technology stuff.
Yeah.
I know I talk usually more with Harrison about the science stuff, but I know you're a smart gal and you like the Jesus Christian stuff.
Yeah.
And in the Bible, they talk about Jesus's harrowing into hell, where he goes through a portal and goes to hell and pulls Adam and Eve out and other people who were wrongfully put in hell after he was crucified. And Nikola Tesla talked about portals also, calling them gates, not portals. And, you know, with what CERN and Fermilab and secret technology stuff, it makes me wonder, you know, if they're talking about it in the Bible and Nikola Tesla talked about it, if there's such thing as these portals, you know, and how they would kind of, you know, change the world, you know, if there's some sort of stargates or
It very well could be. There's no question that there's multi dimensions in my mind, that there's multiple dimensions. So, I mean, how portals play into that as gateways to other dimensions or allowing us to at least be aware of the multi dimension.
Why do you say that? You think there's multiple dimensions? Is how you feel?
Not just how I feel. I'm constantly having to look at so much information, but I've done other, there's like, I think it's called the Diehold Foundation series. It's really, goes really, really deep into just, deep science and, physics and just the evidence of there being multiple dimensions, just scientifically. But obviously it's been a while since I looked at that. So, I mean, it's just, for me, if I can be shown evidence of something, I mean, that's how I need to to believe, not just by faith alone. And I think that there's scientific evidence for that. And so I think the porthole, the portals could be related to that.
And religious evidence, right? Religious evidence where, you know, you can kind of say, I guess, you know, if you're using science terminology, hell and heaven are different dimensions. The dimension of hell, dimension of heaven, you know. So, I know it's kind of out there sci-fi stuff, but with all the conspiracy theories that InfoWars has proven true and, you know, all the conspiracy theories in general that have been proven true, I kind of then start leaning towards feeling like, you know, which of these crazy, wild conspiracy theories that are in the lexicon aren't true.
I think you need to keep an open mind and use discernment and always be willing to, again, to be open to what we don't know. But thank you for your phone call. I want to try and squeeze in another one before we hit the break. Johnny from Denmark. Johnny.
You mentioned Tim Scott before, and I think right now in my mind he's my front runner, not only because he has what I think InfoWars viewers and listeners would consider a good political position. I could just rattle up a bunch of them: balanced budget amendment, fair tax, good on its way to no tax, ACA repeal and replace, infrastructure development, pro-life, only adult and cord blood stem cell research rather than embryonic, which can be easily abused, anti-assisted suicide, anti-scholastic gender identity instruction, anti-abortion, anti-undocumented citizenship, pro-English language and government, etc. I mean, you could find all these things on his Wikipedia page. But also because the desirable or so-called desirable Republican frontrunners are very disturbingly mixed bags. To me,
Johnny, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. That's our tease because we have to hit a break. So before you get too deep onto that, Johnny from Denmark is going to break down why Trump, DeSantis, and Elon Musk are all just a bunch of mixed bags. We'll have that after the break.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because
you're a bad person because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. Just couldn't get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Christy Lee in today. We were just talking to Johnny Denmark, who's talking about support for Tim Scott, the latest to throw his hat in the ring. Well, he filed the paperwork anyways. I guess he hasn't officially announced yet, but he is, to no surprise, going to throw his hat in. And Johnny from Denmark says he has his support because he sees Trump, DeSantis, and Elon as mixed bags. Now, go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, you can add RFK Jr. to the list also. Oh, well, let's start with Trump since he's the front runner. They're all very disturbingly mixed bags. But actually, I should mention that that puts them in the upper echelon of the vast majority of politicians. Because as Owen insightfully said, they would get D's in my book, D minuses. But that's, the vast majority of politicians would get F's because they're just straight up, NWO super whores with occasional, acts that make it seem as if they care about the people, but they really don't. And Trump, I think, started out with extremely good intentions. If you take a look at all those positions that I mentioned about Tim Scott, they're basically identical to the Trump platform of 2016. But the problem with Trump, there's a spectrum of opinion about him, and I think InfoWars is spot on and is to be credited with that, because you have on the one side people like David Knight, who's respectable on many counts, but I think he's dead wrong on this one, who claims that Trump was in on it all along. Yeah. I think it's very unlikely, given that he spends 16 to 20 hours a day on the so-called Trump's list that he released, like 300 promises he kept, and he did a really good job on it. But he started to really go down in the third year with his mandatory measles vaccination requirements, and then he succumbed to the NWO COVID-19 vaccination program, which indeed, we have to say it, let's call a spade a spade. It was a heinous crime against humanity and one of the worst ever. But that's not that much of a criticism of Trump, because as I mentioned on the War Room, actually, I think it was the War Room, might have been another show, to Owen, and he agreed, the vast majority of people in his situation would have done the same thing. And there were certain points that I wish I could see that Trump had just had the hell scared out of him. I mean, well, Jesus Christ has done the right thing? Yes. Everyone else is just a maybe. The highest compliment I could give anyone is to say, maybe you would have done the right thing. Because think about it. It's very easy, you in the convenience of your studio and me in the convenience of my home, to say, oh, yes, you would have done the right thing. But think about it. I mean, they probably threatened to kill him or his family or both.
What we don't know, but I do need to get to some other phone calls. So make sure that you wrap up with DeSantis and Elon takes.
Okay.
DeSantis. I mean, so basically, all these people, all four of them, DeSantis, Elon, and RFK Jr. and Trump, reinstatement is the key theme here. Trump has to reinstate himself as POTUS. Forget about Trump 2024. It's Trump 2023. And every time as someone says Trump 2024, they're actually reifying and validating the ridiculously illegitimate so-called election of Joe Biden in 2020, which I think was one of the biggest landslide in U.S. presidential history. Mm-hmm. Ron Reagan got 525 electoral votes. I think properly counted, Trump got 535 and lost only Washington, D.C. Remember, I was alive. I was 20 years old in 1984. And I remember there was a really strong pro-Carter contingent. There was no strong pro-Biden contingent. There was only an anti-Trump contingent. Mm-hmm. Anyway, DeSantis, he has to restore the dignity of free speech, minimally in the USA. He really has a big blemish on his record, going after anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist hate speech as a punishable crime specifically. Just the whole concept of hate speech is anti-constitutional. And also hasn't gone far enough, though. He's gone farther than any other U.S. governor opposing the COVID jabs. Best governor in the U.S., and I think he should just stay there. Mm-hmm. Elon. Has to restore the dignity of speech on Twitter. He's done a very good job of managing his image, and I think he's one of the best people at image management in the world. But MRC TV recently did a study and found, in fact, that since Elon took over, Twitter has become more restrictive and more punitive of free speech. And what's the story? If he's such a champion of free speech, why is he continuing to ban InfoWars? And RFK Jr., restore respect to so-called science deniers, which is kind of ridiculous. Yeah, I believe from someone who talks about safe vaccines and catastrophic anthropogenic global warming, catastrophic anthropogenic climate change, climate weirdness, etc. Remember, you might want to dig this up. David Knight has played this clip repeatedly, and it's quite disturbing how he said at one point that anyone who denies global warming and climate change is a science denier and needs to be prosecuted and taken to The Hague for crimes against humanity. I think exactly the opposite. I think that position needs to be prosecuted as a crime against humanity. Yeah. Don't expect an apology. Nobody's perfect, but, you know, again, my point is that they're all disturbing.
They're all mixed bags. Yes. Thank you so much, Johnny, for your phone call. And I'm going to be getting to more of your phone calls. We're going to be going to our next guest here after the break. And then I can come back to your phone calls just to put that out there. So stay in the line if I don't get it to your phone calls right away. We'll get back to them after my guest comes on after this next break. But first, we do have time to go to Clown Car in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Chrissy. Hello, Chrissy.
Yes, how are you?
Congratulations. I heard
Thank
you're going to
you.
Help me pop.
Yeah, we're growing the InfoWars team.
Awesome. So, I just wanted to bring up pretty soon, I believe by June 1st, in between the beginning of June and July, they're going to give an offer to everybody, kind of an amnesty on anybody who has U.S. American dollars hidden away. And they're going to tell everybody that if you take all your money that you have, we're going to turn it into digital money for you right now. And if not, after June 1st or a week after June 1st, they're going to say all cash, U.S. American dollars, worthless. And now it's all central digital banking. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely trying to push us in that direction. It's like, I always say it's like whack-a-mole. It's like if one thing doesn't work out, they're continuing to work on another thing, and it's all connected through their sense of control. They want to take our guns away to control us. They want to take our ability to buy and sell freely in order to control us. They want to introduce legislation like the supposed quote-unquote TikTok ban, which is now known as the Restrict Act, to control us. So all these things are happening constantly at the same time, and we're just trying to keep up like a game of whack-a-mole, right? But
wasn't one of the first things Trump brought up was that he put some kind of cornstarch oil on the ballots to make sure that some were valid and, you know, they were authentic,
mm-hmm.
like kind of a liquid trademark, and then under a certain light you could see.
Mm-hmm.
So how come we weren't able to prove electrical?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. It does make you wonder sometimes. It's like that kind of stuff and those narratives that are put out that makes you wonder if there is, you know, an element of controlled opposition. I'm not sure.
You know why? Because I remember hearing that story the same way I heard the story about that Dr. Lieber, you know, at Princeton. You know, oh, he's arrested. Except, yeah, I got him out. Never mind. You know, I was kind of like, that's it. You know, I was like, really? What's going on?
Yeah, it's like almost as if they put these things out to just keep us under control, subdued, make us think that something's happening to bring about justice or hope, and it never really is. All right, my next guest is joining us. He's a firecracker. We're going to be talking to Elke David right after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most powerful that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Thanks for being with me. We're about ready to talk to a businessman, an actor, an entrepreneur, an activist. He's an activist billionaire who's suing Gavin Newsom. His name is Alki David. This is actually the first time I've ever had the chance to talk to him. Did we just lose him? We just lost him. Okay, so this is the beauty of live TV. When we get him back, we will connect with Alki David. And in the meantime, let's just go back to, let's take a phone call real quick. Can we do that? Let's take a phone call. Tove from Ontario.
Hi, Christy. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love hearing it. Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm geriatric age, as they call it. I'm 41 years old.
And well, I'll switch ages with you.
What did you say?
I'll trade ages with you. That's young.
Well, thank you for saying that. So, you know, I wasn't sure. It was something we'd been praying about that we wanted to have happen, and God finally answered the prayer. You know, my husband kept on saying, you know, biblically, you're going to be Sarah. You're going to be like 90. So I'm not
well,
there.
My sister was 40.
41.
Yeah. Wow.
Awesome. Well, but go ahead.
That's great. So I'm back from Florida. And I wasn't supposed to be there because now they let my people cross the northern border. Mm. That would be up. I think last week they changed the title, but they wouldn't let us cross without the vaccination proof.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the other.
So wait. So you're from Ontario. You're in Florida right now?
No.
Oh, you're back from Florida.
I'm back from Florida, yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm right across from the Detroit border, and tomorrow, if I can plug this quickly, there's going to be a big protest or rally at the river, and so for any Michigan, greater Detroit, even Toledo's not that far, can come there tomorrow for noon.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's where I'm from, right, Toledo?
Yeah, that's why last time I said Cedar Point was the best amusement park. Yeah. So I imagine you've been to my town, actually, probably.
Yeah.
Probably under. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about, but I think a little bit of my thunder was stolen, but that's okay, from the other guy. He was talking about all these, like, Donald Trump and Elon Musk and all them, and I'm just very weary of them. I can't say for sure, like, who knows, if they're part of the system, but they've made promises in the past, and with Elon kind of hesitating, voting for Biden, that you regret it. And plus, he doesn't allow Alex and you guys, or some of you guys, back on Twitter. And knowing a bit of his background, I have a mistrust. I know you have a billionaire coming on, but I always say that anybody who gets that kind of money had to do something kind of dark.
Kind of sketchy, huh?
Right, exactly. And as for Trump, like I said, like he was talking about, I would talk about his last year,
mm-hmm.
where he kind of gave, like he didn't really, he should have stopped those riots, like, you know, people can argue either way. Well, he's damned if he does. But there's a lot of people that were killed and a lot of property destruction. And there's a lot of other things if you look subtly at all these great accomplishments he did. Like, for instance, defunding the World Homicide Organization, right?
Yeah.
I got that from Zelenko.
It's good.
I miss him.
It's a much more appropriate acronym definition.
Well, yeah, and I credit him for really opening my eyes. He talked to a bunch of rabbis, and he said, the whole agenda was murdering us, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish he was still here, because he was, he was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, where was I? I was talking about the world, So anyway, he just changed the funding to Gavi. Which is the Gates organization. And there's other little things he did, that, like bombing Syria. I didn't understand that. And then if you watch the first debate he had with, that guy, the old guy that took over the presidency.
Yeah.
Like, I still can't believe it. But anyway, like he kind of floundered in it. He didn't do well.
Yeah, and he didn't. I mean, even in this last town hall, you know, I feel like there's so much. Sure, he did great, and he, you know, called Caitlin a nasty woman, whatever. He had the crowd laughing. But there's so many other points where I was like, why don't you say this? Or why don't you come back with this? And it's just like, come on, dude. You know, so it sometimes can be disappointing. But I got to get back to my other news. Thank you so much for your phone call. Love talking to you, Tove. Appreciate it. And let's get, since we've been talking about Elon Musk, let's play a little video of Rand Paul, who says that history will view him as a champion of free speech. What do you think? I'm suspicious, but let's watch this video.
This was a significant interview, Senator. It does move the conversation forward in this country in a pretty powerful way. Where do you see this going?
Well, thank God for someone who can still speak their mind and won't take guff off some journalist who tells him he can't speak his mind and how dare you. I think history will actually record that, you know, back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, that ACLU, the left, NAACP were great defenders of free speech and the First Amendment. And then somewhere along the way, something happened and people began to think that there was only certain types of speech that were acceptable. And then along came Elon Musk. And the country, the Bill of Rights, frankly, all of us are going to be very thankful that a guy with a lot of money bought an entity, a social media, you know, entity, Twitter, and allowed us to see what was going on with the government colluding to limit speech. And people need to get this right, because private companies can decide what they want to air. Newspapers can. Television shows can. But what we can't allow happen is the government to collude with private business and use them basically as their extension or their arm of censor. And Elon Musk exposed this only because he had $44 billion to buy a company and expose the inner workings of their collusion with government. So I have a bill that would actually stop this. I have a bill that would say no one in the government can collude with anybody in the media to limit constitutionally protected speech.
All right, and then of course we just can never get away from Obama. He is also pushing this being against free speech. So let's go ahead and watch that. As long as we're able to, we're going to hit our break and then be back, hopefully with our guest at that point. So take a look.
I'm an optimistic man,
mm-hmm.
But I find myself falling into this space where I have concern about the country that they will inherit,
right,
once I'm gone. Right. Post-presidency, what about this country keeps you up at night?
The thing that I'm most worried about is the degree to which we've now have a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media, right? So I'm much older than you, Nate.
You don't look it, though.
That's what I was fishing for.
He's worried about a divided media. We need Pravda.
I was coming up,
we need one narrative. One narrative only.
Yeah.
And people were getting a similar sense of what is true and what isn't, what was real and what was not. Today, what I'm most concerned about is the fact that because of the splintering of the media, we almost occupy different realities. If something
because
happens,
because we can't control
past, everybody
what people
could say,
hear,
oh, we may disagree on how to solve it, but at least we all agree that yeah, that's an issue. Now, people
meanwhile,
will say,
he's
well,
being interviewed by what
well,
football player? Not even a journalist.
And one of I think the goals of the Obama Foundation, and one of the goals of my post-presidency is how do we return to that common conversation? How can we have a common set of facts? We may disagree on gun violence.
How do we take back control?
Best prescriptions
we
are.
Can't allow people to
but
have free minds and free speech?
That right. Says the United States has levels of gun violence that are 5, 10, 15 times more than other countries.
Yep.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers. That the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Christy Lee in the house. We were having trouble connecting with our guests, so we're just going to take them by phone. But first, I just wanted to show you something encouraging from Twitter. Here's a man named Robin Brooks. And can we share that picture real quick? Or I can put it right here. Show this picture of Robin Brooks on Twitter. He says, wondering if I'm just too uptight about flying. This is obviously on a flight to beautiful Frankfurt. And so not only does he have his mask on, but he has his face shield on top of that. And so this is actually meant to be encouraging to you that this is what we're up against, that this is the Democratic Party and the extreme radical leftists who think that that's smart healthcare and think that that's like what they should be doing is putting a mask on and then a a face shield over that. So it's not like we're fighting the smartest bulbs in the bunch. All right, so let's go to our guest who was, we were having trouble connecting with him through Skype, so we're just going to take him by phone. Alki David, Alki, are you on the line?
I am, and this is Skype.
Oh, it is still Skype, but for some reason.
And you can see my, and if you want to see my beautiful countenance, you can do that too.
Okay. If we ever feel like we have a good shot of you, then we can do that. But, all right. So you are somebody that is actually taking Gavin Newsom on. You're suing Gavin Newsom. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I filed a, racketeering lawsuit in a federal court in Los Angeles. That is one of two federal lawsuits I've got ongoing. I just filed an antitrust lawsuit in Texas against Comcast Ventures and all of the Comcast goons, which include Gavin Newsom and others, including Tom Girardi, who Gavin Newsom selected to select everybody at the State Bar of California, which is a well-known racket now. And so, Gavin Newsom is an out-and-out criminal alongside the rest of the Biden clan, which he's very much a part of, obviously. And he's the legislature's sort of hatchet man for the West Coast and has been for a very long time. His father was the same thing in San Francisco.
And we're talking to Alki David. It looks like we have a misspelling there, guys. Alki David is who we're talking to. Now, you're...
Yeah, that's right. That's the name. Yes.
Now, you're a entrepreneur, an activist billionaire, and you said that you've been personally targeted by so many, even like in the Me Too movement. Can you explain what happened there?
Yeah, look, so Gloria Allred, Gavin Newsom, Tom Girardi, Michael Avenatti, you remember this name? Michael Avenatti is now serving 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Girardi is now, and by the way, Avenatti is going to be added another 20 years very shortly as well. Even though he's singing like a songbird right now, Tom Girardi's followed him now with a 20-year custodial sentence. And the list goes on. You know, following them will be Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom. These are all deeply corrupted people who've been abusing the legislature, using perversion of justice and obstruction of justice on a colossal scale. And, you know, not for ideological purposes, no, for a scam that's been going on for decades, which is scamming insurance liens.
Well, and, I know that you even pointed out that Gloria Allred, she used Jane Doe of the Roe versus Wade situation, and Jane had come out and said, Gloria Allred.
Jane Roe, that's right. On her deathbed, not too long ago, about a year and a half ago, what's her name? McCormick is her real name. She came out as saying that it was a complete setup, that Gloria Allred personally paid her to pretend to be a grief victim, and she never aborted her child. So the child was brought up and resented her mother to her dying day. But on her deathbed, Jane Roe did come out and confess that it was all a sham. And you know, it's been going on ever since. Gloria Allred's partner, a guy called Nathan Goldberg, teamed up with Tom Girardi, and they did their famous Aaron Brockovich case together. You remember Aaron Brockovich?
Yes.
So that is a wholesale scam of unbelievable proportion. And their skullduggery goes back that far back. Gloria Allred and Tom Girardi's partnership through, her close partner, Nathan Goldberg, and another guy called, Michael Morocco. They make up the law firm Morocco Allred and Goldberg.
And Tom Girardi, some might recognize him from probably none of our viewers or listeners watch that kind of garbage, but he was on the Real Housewives show, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. He was the husband of one of the housewives of Beverly Hills called Erica Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And she and him were both facing trouble. She's still facing enormous suits and troubles. He's been indicted for colossal fraud. I mean, absolutely gargantuan fraud and complete. And when I say complete, I mean from the, it's not just me saying it. It's also the former Supreme Court Justice Taney, who was just rudely removed along with a whole bunch of other justices who are currently being popped off by a Justice Department sting that's been going on for some years now, for that matter. That's why Avenatti went down. That is why all these justices down the West Coast are either jumping out of windows or being arrested and seeing time. There are many judges who are seeing time, and it's not something that the Comcast network or mainstream media is promoting. I'm gonna add this thought into the mix for you, right? Over 90% of mainstream American media is today owned by the Chinese Communist State. Mm-hmm. The next-gen operating software that broadcasts over-the-air signals for free-to-air television is NextGen Operated, which is a Chinese communist platform. NextGen also operates the privatized penal system, that's the prison system, through its ownership of Amazon and Comcast Ventures, which is the largest media company in the world, which is owned by the Chinese Communist Party, which resides right here in New York City and owns over 200 major American publications and media outlets. So my point is this, is that American media, for the most part, does not exist. It is completely saturated and it is hidden. So that is why I'm proposing, and have been proposing for a while, a watermarking rule for non-American-owned media to have a watermark to say foreign-owned. So when you switch on your television and see MSNBC or Fox or CBS or whatever, you're going to see China state-owned media on your right-hand corner somewhere, right? Yeah. And that will very quickly have an effect on our public, which has been usurped horribly, because where has public access gone? Where have those rules gone? They've been completely obliterated. The free-to-air model has gone. We do not own the airwaves anymore. It has been sold out criminally to the Chinese Communist State, because it belongs to the people. The airwaves belong to the American people and not to the government. That is a sacrosanct law, that is a rule that has existed and still exists. How? And it has been wrongfully, and these licenses to broadcast over the air have been sold to the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. This was a law that was changed under that stinky man Obama in 2015.
Right.
When the FCC changed a law that had been set in place for 30 years, which was the Foreign Ownership Act, which allowed no more than 25% foreign ownership of American media. That law has gone. So now American media can fully be owned and controlled by a foreign state without that foreign state being obvious to anybody, other than through, you know, mentions of lunacy and what was that stupid word, conspiracy. I mean, really, you know, really, I mean, reality, ladies and gentlemen, far exceeds any fictional bullcrap that you might hear on channels such as this.
Well, not on this. We're far from mainstream. But what standing do you have?
No, that's not true. That's not true anymore. Congratulations, you've joined the cattle.
What are you talking about?
You are now part of the mainstream, young lady.
How am I part of the mainstream? I'm on InfoWars, the most banned network ever.
You're part of the American media still.
I am? No, I'm not. I'm independent. I'm contributing to InfoWars here, the most banned network ever.
The platform that you're on has now reached the mainstream media stuff.
No. It's banned everywhere. He just got nicked on program that runs on YouTube. It got dinged again. You can't find Alex Jones on Twitter anywhere.
You can find Alex Jones on FilmOn. That's my platform, FILMON.com. You can find every blackballed individual you can possibly imagine, plus all of the ones that haven't been shafted yet. You know, the best way to renegotiate, which is the Chinese way, is to defamation and renegotiation. That's the way the Chinese operate. And that is the culture of the Me Too culture that's created. How do you think Me Too ever got created? Who do you think popularized Me Too? You know, if Me Too wasn't popularized by the mainstream media, it wouldn't exist. Period.
All right, well, let's finish up on the other side. We got to hit a break, and then we'll finish up on the other side. We are talking to Elkie David.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. Just couldn't get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight naturally. It's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Today is a conservative activist billionaire who is suing Gavin Newsom. He just told us that InfoWars is mainstream media. But as you can see there, search results for InfoWars, not there. No results found for InfoWars. So I don't know what you're talking about with that, Alki David. InfoWars is
definitely not
mainstream media.
Whoa, listen. Just because your adversaries don't promote you does not make you... Listen. With Alex Jones getting nailed for whatever it was, $30 gazillion, whatever it was that he got nailed for, right? Is an obscenity, an absolute, it's such an obscene, stupid, moronic, corrupted, obviously, unelectable, criminal. The list goes on of negative things I could say about. These corrupted courts. The court system in the United States now, the civil court system has been so corrupted that the concept of ethics, judges sit in these courtrooms unelected for decades.
Yeah.
Unelected douchebags who sit there and cause mayhem on society, political appointees who are beholden to a corrupt political system, which is anathema to me, how the public still allows these unelected douchebags to still exist. Do you know how easy it is to get rid of a judge?
How easy is it?
Let me tell you how easy it is to get rid of an unelected judge, of which most judges are. In California, this is the system in California. You get 20 signatories from LA County wanting this judge removed. It immediately goes to the ballot. The judge has 10 days to respond. If that judge, whatever happens, that judge then needs to win the smallest vote of that county that year. So all you need is maybe 50 or 100 votes to have that judge elected, which you can do in one afternoon hitting the street.
Yeah.
It's that easy to get rid of a judge. Hmm. All right. Any judge that is unelected, which is most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are elected by default, do not count. It's certainly in California. So these are the, if it were that easy though, right? If it were really that easy, the truth of it is that the system is so, so deeply broken that, even normal legislative function is now broken.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, we're seeing lawfare all over the place. If we want to, because my time is already running short with you, if we want to learn more about your lawsuit against Gavin Newsom and this RICO lawsuit in Texas, where do we go to learn more about it?
You can go, just go to Google and type out Gavin Newsom, porn and Dallas. Porn and then Dallas.
Gavin Newsom,
because
porn
Gavin Newsom
and Dallas.
Has been wrapped up. Listen, Gavin Newsom, right, has aided and abetted and covered up the biggest child pornography scam in history that was distributed through a network called LimeWire. I don't know if you remember LimeWire.
Mm-hmm.
But LimeWire, once upon a time, was in 18% of the world's computers. This was exclusively distributed by CBS Interactive. Exclusively. And it was the piracy was fostered by these people and aided and abetted by these people, namely Gavin Newsom and gang. And you can go to Shockyer.com. There you go. You can go to Shockyer.com. And you can read up all about it. Just search Gavin Newsom or just Newsom and Shockyer.com and you'll get regular, cool, edgy, conservative news that we believe really means something.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry that we had such a hard time connecting. I'll have to have you back on my other show as well. David Alki, we appreciate you.
It's Alki David and you.
Alki David.
Are beautiful. Thank you very much for beautiful.
Thank you. You know, I'm just here on mainstream media InfoWars, you know, trying to do what I can.
Mainstream InfoWars. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Alki David. If you guys want to call in, let me know what you think of that. Please do call in, and we'll take some more of your phone calls before we get a report from the border in the next hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The second half of this hour, she is reporting from the border. She's been to the border over 100 times. She's really been exposing what's going on there and covering what's happening since Title 42. She's with Women Fighting for America. She's going to join us later in this hour. But in the meantime, if you would like to call and get your calls in, again, that number is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Wanted to hit some election news super quick. We have Mark Zuckerberg Group to store voting machines and ballots ahead of the 2024 election. This sounds totally above bar. Of course, why shouldn't we trust Mark Zuckerberg's group to store those voting machines and the ballots? What could go wrong? The storage space is being bought up by the Alliance for Election Excellence. That's led by Tiana Epps Johnson and the Center for Tech and Civic Life. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it's the nonprofit organization that controvertibly utilized hundreds of millions of dollars of Mark Zuckerberg money, Zuckerbucks, to boost Democrat voter turnout in the 2020 elections. And so they are going to be in charge of storing those machines and the ballots for us. What could go wrong there? Meanwhile, we still have Carrie Lake's situation going on. This is like a losing game already, though, for her, because the judge has said that they have to prove that none of the signature verification process was followed. So not that they didn't follow most of the rules, but that they didn't follow any of them for the, so it's again another impossible hurdle to actually prove. So here's a clip of Carrie Lake's attorney showing how they rigged the signature verification process.
As our expert will testify, this isn't a question of not getting it right. It's simply they are not physically capable of reviewing the signature, both from the standpoint of being able to do an assessment with respect to the procedures, but also with respect to the functionality of the computer. When the images, you have to scroll down to check the record signature. You don't see the scrolling down function. What that log data shows, Your Honor, is that over 274,000 ballots were approved at less than 3 seconds each. That includes one signature verifier who approved 100% of the 26,900 signatures that he verified at less than 3 seconds a signature. Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than between 0 and 2.99 seconds with a 99.97% approval rating. That's not signature review, Your Honor. Simply flashing a signature on the screen, clicking a button, and moving on is not signature review. As I said, the evidence will show that Maricopa knew exactly what was going on. They could monitor each of their workers and, in fact, told them that they were being monitored.
All right, there you go. We'll be anxious to see what, if anything, happens with that. I mean, there's so much evidence. I hate that the mainstream media, continues to say things like that she has these claims without evidence. Pierce Morgan said that in his interview with her. They always say it's without evidence, and there's all this evidence overflowing, and they just can't seem to get anywhere with it. It's really frustrating. All right, let's take another phone call. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like Andrew from New York. Andrew, you're on the air.
So I think we definitely got to make sure that the population keeps growing. That, it needs to be that from women, not laboratories.
I'm doing my part. I'm not fat. Yeah. I kind of am a little bit overweight, but this is a baby. Let me differentiate that, but go ahead.
Globalists want to make everything genetically engineered. They want everything to be going to the metaverse, and they have seed vaults and all this different type of stuff. So I think these people should be proactive, to make sure everything's to stay human and things don't go we don't all go into the.
So clearly they want to kill us all. And so you're just advocating people make some more babies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And just to be aware of their plans too. Cause it's a psyop. The metaverse is just a scam. It's obviously dangerous, but brain chips in the head and stuff. And even their thing, where they want to live forever with the immortal cell lines. The immortal cell lines are cancerous and stuff. The globalist is just a death cult. It's important to fight against the depopulation. Instead, we need to add to the population. You're right on, Christy.
Yeah, I told you, I'm doing my part. I'm trying to do my part. Thank you so much for your phone call. I mean, and he was saying, that it's not only a death cult, but it's they love the fake life, the AI, they continue to try and push that as just a fake reality, not actual reality. But anyways, let's go to Bart Fine in Georgia. Bart.
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations on your InfoWars baby.
I know, InfoWars baby. Is that what should I name it? Alex? What should I name the baby? InfoWarrior?
That's something you and your husband need to discuss.
Should I be like the Hollywood celebrities and just go all in with a weird name and just call the baby Info Warrior? You could be like the sponsor of the show.
While I'm out of the baby making business officially. My son Richard is graduating in Carrollton, Georgia from high school, so I'm out of the baby making deal now.
Okay.
But let me continue with the FBI. If the FBI comes to my house, first of all, you don't have to answer the door. You don't have to talk to them. And I'm going to call 911 and say my house is being broken into by an armed invader.
Yeah.
And call your local police on the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing I want to say. If you have an account with Wells Fargo and you don't care about your credit, go to the ATM and take out $300 overdrawn. The ATM card usually lets you do that.
Oh, to try and bankrupt Wells Fargo? Coordinated effort?
Yeah, care about the credit. Take that $300 from them off the ATM.
Okay. Interesting.
And I'm going to show you how to do a call just like Alex Jones. Give me 2 minutes. No matter how good I am, hang up on me. Thank you for having me.
I know. I'm too nice. But thank you, Bart. Let's go to another phone call. Who else is who's next? Jamie, North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Christy. How are you? Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. The guy, Alki David, had called, and I get you were, it was just a little moment. He's coming out of the mainstream, quote unquote. You know, you are definitely not mainstream, but I think really what he was saying was InfoWars was mainstream because as I pictured it, this Russian river going one way, in jumps Alex Jones and he starts dredging against the current, you know, and InfoWars has grown over the years, you know, just because of the notoriety that you have, there are countless millions that know that we're against the current.
I think you're right. I think I was quick to get defensive, but I think that you're right, that the supposed mainstream is no longer the mainstream, and that places like InfoWars are the true mainstream. More people are hopping on board, right?
You're exposing the mainstream lie by going against that. You know, it's just, I wish I could do more myself, but, you know, I just absorb InfoWars as much as I can, you know, with the truth and the word and the InfoWars store product. You know?
Yes.
So, just thankful to be here.
Yes. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie. And guys, take a note, rip a page out of Jamie's book and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do it right now during the break and make sure you get your favorite products and support what's going, so that more people can hear the truth on InfoWars.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, welcome back to the War Room. Keeping the seat warm for Owen Schroyer today here. I'm Christy Lee. And we're going to go back to your phone calls. Just wanted to point out this news. Deutsche Bank agrees to pay $75 million to settle Jeffrey Epstein suit. This is from the Daily Mail. It did not admit to wrongdoing as part of the settlement. However, the bank pointed to a prior statement in which it acknowledged that making Epstein a client was maybe a mistake. So who knows? So that's Deutsche Bank. We still don't have full accountability when it comes to JP Morgan. And again, we have Epstein, who was arrested and killed himself. We have his girlfriend that participated in the trafficking of children, but we still don't have a full client list and no one else has gone to prison. So there's that. But, you know, they paid a settlement. Let's go back to your phone calls before we take our next guest live from the border, Christy Hutchinson. We're going to get to her after this next break, but let's get back to your phone calls in the meantime. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland.
Yes, hi, Miss Lee. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Well, we already knew what to do. We already knew what the general report was going to say anyway, because we already kept saying that technically all this stuff was basically that Trump was basically innocent, and that's what the general report was already said. But we already knew that already. So
it was a big Durham downer is what I've been saying.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other way of pretty much putting it, because you see, when all this stuff was basically happening, they did this because they wanted to basically just gum up everything and for Trump and basically slow everything down. So when they actually did get him out of the office, they can basically continue on with business as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's so frustrating that we can't see more accountability, and that we're just getting told what we already knew, everything that was already exposed. It just adds fuel to the fire. It just makes us even more upset. But thank you for your phone call. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Christy? Good to talk to you again.
You too.
We collaborate on media malfeasance.
Yeah.
And I was on one of the latest was I was at the gym on the treadmill. They have all the fake news channels and the trial in New York with the Marine that choked out the homeless guy. They're showing pictures of the victim a long time ago, from like 20 years ago when he was normal looking.
Yeah.
With his Michael Jackson, and he looked happy and healthy and young and cute and handsome. But he's,
yeah, that's what they chose to lead with when it came to Jordan Neely, is just saying that he was just a Michael Jackson impersonator. They failed to leave out the part where he assaulted and broke the nose of a 67-year-old woman, and the 40 prior arrests, and the time that he was supposed to go to jail, but he didn't go to jail. They just forgot to include that, CNN anyways.
And they did the same with Trayvon Martin. They would show pictures of him when he was 12 years old, not when he was 17, which was a vast difference. When on his Facebook, the pictures of him 17, he was big like Muhammad Ali, and six two, six three. And Zimmerman was like short, 5'6", roly-poly, middle-aged guy. So the 12-year-old Trayvon wouldn't be able to take Zimmerman in the fight and wouldn't even challenge him.
Deceptive media. Andrew, there's a lot of background noise, so I'm going to have to let you go. But you raise a good point that the media is constantly deceptive, and they stir up division. And this, I've just about had it. I am so irritated, especially when it comes to the stoking of the race tensions. You know, I have a couple best friends, well, I thought were my best friends, that I lost back in 2020 because I wasn't even for Trump, but because I wasn't against him. Two of who I thought were my best friends totally turned their back on me, accused me of being a racist just because I wasn't on the Biden train. I mean, and there's so much more true proof of Biden being a racist than any nuance when it comes to Trump. And I'm just sick of it. I'm so sick of seeing all these headlines trying to talk about white supremacy and trying to say a Hispanic shooter is now a white supremacist. All these people now saying, oh, you don't even need to be white to be a white supremacist. I am over it. I'm so freaking over it. And so the latest was this whole story that went viral about this woman who was trying to get a bike after work. And it went viral because one of the men recorded the incidents where she was trying to take this bike, 6-month pregnant nurse. She'd finished her 12-hour shift at New York City's Bellevue Hospital, went to get the city bike that she rented to pedal her way home. And these five young men came and approached her, claimed the bike was theirs. They were harassing her. She started crying. They're like, oh, you know, she tried to weaponize her white tears. Video went quickly viral. Like I said, she was referred to as a racist Karen. The New York Post reported that she was placed on leave for this viral video that was trying to paint her as a racist Karen. But as it turns out, this expectant mother who is dragged through the dirt was defamed for nothing. Her lawyer says that she has the city bike receipt that proves that it was her bike all along and that it was these men that came and harassed her. And she unequivocally had gotten the bike first. And, you know, it's just constant deceptive reports. You know, this poor woman, she's 6 months pregnant and she's painted as a racist, her reputation probably ruined forever because of this incident. It's just, it makes me sick. I'm so, so sick of it. All right, well, let's do this. I have to get to my next guest, and then I'll try and get to more of your phone calls at the very end of the show today. But let's go ahead and show you something else I'm sick of. The freaking trans agenda that they just will not let go of. Now it's like they don't ever learn. Now we have Ford on board that wants to be the next to be boycotted, I guess. Let's take a look at this commercial from Ford for their truck, their gay truck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Ford just was able to sneak by. I guess that this was a campaign they did months ago, and I guess we're just now becoming aware of it. But hey, renewed interest in a boycott.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. The Dynamic Duo is finally back in stock. I gotta say, Batman is the triiodine X3, and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The triiodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me if I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off, the other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com, and I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, Christy Lee, and we're winding things down, but we got a firecracker next. She's been on my show, The Counter Narrative with Christy Lee. That's The Counter Narrative with Christy Lee. You can find that at ampnews.us, ampnews.us. I'm now on Monday through Friday there, can check me out anytime. But she is such a firecracker. I wanted to make sure she got on InfoWars as well. She's with Women Fighting for America. She's the founder, the president, and spokesperson for that Women Fighting for America LLC. She's one of the only Americans who has traveled the entire 2,000 miles of the southern border and hundreds of miles of our forgotten northern border, and 100 border missions, establishing Women Fighting for America as clear leader in exposing and fighting the corruption on our border. She's actually live at the border right now. So, Christy Hutchinson, thank you so much for coming on with me again. I just need to share you with more people because I just love everything that you're about and you're so passionate. And tell me what you're seeing and doing there today.
Hey, Christy. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you, InfoWars. We are in a war. This is not just information war, which that's one part of their whole purpose, to destabilize this country, information war. And now it's been physical because they're bringing in millions and millions of illegals to infiltrate the United States of America. And InfoWar listeners, 82% of everybody coming over that border are single young adult males of fighting age, not the women and children you're seeing.
And I mean, you have been to the border 100 times. You actually exposed the largest, most sophisticated tunnel ever discovered between the U.S. and Mexico. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. A sector called Yuma in St. Louis County. I was riding along doing some operations, and I had police chief at the time, Rich Jessup, riding along with us. And we came a part of a sector that's pretty heavily trafficked sector. This tunnel was accidentally discovered by a concrete truck. They were getting ready to do some work, and the concrete truck kept sinking and sinking. And, of course, that's odd. So they started to investigate this tunnel. We have found out this tunnel is 4.5 football field plus long. It has fortified walls and ceilings. It's 25 feet under the ground. It has fiber optics. It has electricity. It has water. It has a rail system. And the day that we rolled up, and if the InfoWar listeners want to go see this, you can see this tunnel live. I broke it live, and nobody's talking about this. They had a couple scientists from Washington, D.C. there, a couple three-letter agencies, and a special division of Homeland Security. Well, we believe after looking at this and examining this tunnel with our experts that we travel with, I have an incredible team, Kennedy International Logistics and Services. One of their expertise is tunneling and tunneling systems. We believe that not only did our government know about this, but they were looking for possible fallout type particles, material, dirty bombs, possible bioweapons coming in that tunnel. And interestingly enough, too, you have to think about what were they smuggling out of that tunnel?
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. And like you said, with it being that sophisticated, how could more of the people at the top not know about it? What's more important is, you know, they paint this thing as a humanitarian thing. People are trying to escape their poor conditions, and they were here to help these people, these poor people. But as you said, most of them are military-aged men, and they're coming from not only Mexico, but China, Russia. And what can you tell me about how you were able to verify that it's not just from Mexico, but from these other enemy countries?
Well, sure. So when I look at situations like this, the tunnel, we started pulling air traffic control and also cargo container ship patterns into Central and South America. We went back in October and looked at what Biden was also doing in there. And he contacted the Venezuelan president, who is a dictator country now. Who funds Venezuela? Well, that would be Iran. Iran and China are the two biggest funders. And so we have uncovered there was an air cargo plane that took off from Iran. And it was just a small little blurb over the summer last year while I started delving deeper into this. This particular aircraft was rebranded from an Iranian cargo plane, Airspar Kashin, which is a U.S.-sanctioned airplane, into a Buenos Aires, Argentina plane flag. Well, the only reason why we know about this plane is because that plane, it not only took off from Iran, it went to Caracas, Venezuela, went to Mexico City, and then it ended in on the tarmac in Buenos Aires. Well, it had to go refuel. So it tried to refuel in Uruguay. Uruguay ran the actual numbers off that plane and realized it's a U.S. sanctioned aircraft. It's Iranian. So that aircraft had to divert back to Buenos Aires, where it was met by an incredible patriot who loves Buenos Aires, who loves his country of Argentina. And he was an intelligence, but now he's a congressman opposing the president. And on that plane were 14 highly trained cyber intelligence operators from Venezuela, 4 Iranians, and 2 Cubans. The Iranians are very interesting because I was showing you some of my footage, and you have some of those graphics. One of the individuals flying that aircraft was one of the highest ranking members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. He also led Quds forces. This is very serious. So what we found out is that Iranians and also Syrians and Afghanistanians, Qaeda forces, are flying into Venezuela, where the Venezuelan government is giving them legal documents and passports. So then they blend into these caravans, and they do look like Central and South Americans. So they're coming up through the borders in these caravans and entering the United States of America. We believe that there's numerous sleeper cells currently right now actively waiting for the order, death to America. And you're already seeing an uptick of captures on the border of those from these particular countries. Well, let's think about the gotaways. I'm in areas of Arizona and Texas where we call no man's land. There's no border patrol and no law enforcement. Me and my team have actually encountered this. We're fully armed. When we go out in these areas, we work under the direction. The sheriffs know we're out there. And I'm telling you, we are in a war zone.
Yeah, and so you have basically our enemies coming in, sleeper cells coming in, and then you also have the aspect that is nothing humanitarian about it of children and women getting raped along the way. Who knows how the tunnels play into human trafficking? I know you've done rescues. What can you tell me about the rescues you've had to be a part of?
Yeah, so when we do and stage our rescues, we don't get into a lot of it, but because, you know, we do things that are in the law, but on the edge, because, you know, when we're facing cartels and mules and coyotes who are coming up the Mexican highway, and you have these staging grounds where they stage, and they're called rape trees, and there's shackles and ropes on these trees. They tie them down, and they violently gang rape the women and children before the transport comes to pick them up and take them to their buyers throughout the United States of America. We've also extracted from stash houses. There's just a lot of things that we're doing and seeing on the border. We've uncovered what we call slaughterhouses. There are slaughterhouses all along the border in Mexico. These are areas and warehouses where little children and women and young men are literally taken for their organs, and they're slaughtered for their heart and their liver and then sold on the black market. Just about 6 months ago, by accident, one of these transport vehicles from Mexico was pulled over, and they found children's and young adult organs inside this being ready to be sold on the black market. You want to talk about a humanitarian crisis? Closing down the border saves lives, period. It saves lives. It saves children from being raped and women from being raped. Little girl with 100 men's different DNA all over her body. Little girls 8, 9 years old with 22 different men's semen inside of them. That map that you just showed is also the cartel stronghold in the United States of America. If you think your city's safe, you're wrong. That map was from 2019. That picture right there are the training camps over in Mexico where Iran's Revolutionary Guard and some of the PLO from China are embedded and training actively with the transcriminal organizations. All of this under the watchful eye of this administration.
It's absolutely criminal. And we're going to wrap things up with you, Christy. On the other side, we're going to take a quick break. And I know you're going to give us a message of hope about actions Americans can take to get involved. And so we'll hear from you on the other side of this break. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause
of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride free, next level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. Just couldn't get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Christy Lee here for the War Room. Wrapping up the show with Christy Hutcherson, a brave woman with Women Fighting for America. She has been to the border more than 100 times, covered it more extensively than really anyone I've talked to yet. So you're so brave. We appreciate your work, Christy. And, you know, it's really hard. Like, first of all, thank you for what you do, because when we talk about these poor women and these children, and I mean, it just hits you like a ton of bricks. And it's like, my gosh, like, we're really here. Like, this is so hard. This is so hard to hear. And you've been exposing yourself to it to try and tell the rest of America. So, how do you stay, I guess, hopeful, and what hope can you provide us of how we can get involved?
Well, I stay hopeful because I have a mighty God who I serve, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's through his strength and, wise and divine appointments that I'm able to walk doing what I do. He opens my doors and closes the doors. So there's hope in Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? At the end of the day, we the people are the answer. Nobody's coming on a white horse to save you. There's no secret military. Everybody, I'm telling you, we are the answer to save our republic called America. The founding fathers knew it best. It's the government for the people, by the people. We just need to understand what our rights are. You need to understand the Constitution. If you don't know your rights and you don't know the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by golly, go get that book and start reading it. Heritage Foundation gives it for free. Excuse me. And today I do want to give a shout out. Today is the 99th anniversary, the 99th birthday of the Border Patrol. These guys are working tirelessly. Their hands are tied. This administration has given them unlawful orders. They are worn out. They need to know that the public loves them. You know, we have to support them. And quite frankly, you know, here's some solutions, because I'm an action girl and I'm a solution girl. You know, the federal government has immigration 100%. But you know what? After you breach that 25 to 30 foot berm that the federal government owns around the United States of America, it becomes either private land or state land. How about this? Why don't all of the law enforcement and the state national guardsmen have a blockade? And once this administration illegally ships in these illegals into our nation on these buses, planes, trains, and automobiles, they're met with a blockade. Those law enforcement officers walk on those bus, they handcuff those people, they slap them with trespassing, illegally coming into the United States, and then illegally entering a state. And then they have a criminal record and they can never become an American citizen again. So that's what I believe needs to have happen. But they're not going to do it unless the American people put massive pressure on them. And when I say massive pressure, I'm talking about peacefully protesting, peacefully sending emails, calling your state governor, your law enforcement, saying we demand this. Partner with your local sheriffs. The elected sheriffs are very powerful. We have to engage. Until you engage in the millions and millions, they will not listen, and they will still continue to let this invasion. And make no mistake, we are going to see a soft target, 60,000 pounds of explosive material that fertilizer, but it's 60,000 pounds. It makes explosive. It's what Timothy McVeigh used to blow up Oklahoma City, was gone missing 2 months ago. Do you know that? 60,000 pounds of explosive went missing from Montana, shipping going to California. On that route, there was three stops, and they have no idea where those 60,000 pounds that can make explosives are. Well, I can tell you, my friend, they're in the hand of probably some very bad dudes.
Yeah, to say the least. Well, thank you for giving us some action steps, and we can follow along by going to the website, WFFA.win, WFFA.win. Is right, Christy?
Yes, that is exactly right. WFFA.win, or text the word fight, because we're in a fight to save the heart and soul of this country. Text the word fight to 9-17-76.
9-17-76. 9-17-76, text fight. And it is on the screen right now. And make sure you get in the fight, like Christy Hutchinson said. She's such a fighter and so inspiring. And thank you. You're right on the border right now, making a difference, exposing what you can, rescuing people. And we so appreciate you for it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Christy. God bless you, and God bless this great nation.
God bless you, too. Thank you. All right, let's finish out with a couple phone calls. We've got Flex from Washington. Go ahead. Flex?
Congratulations to you, Harrison. Yeah, Aaron Yates, Tech Nine. Yeah, he's got a gig coming. I'm so glad about all these pro-life people.
Yeah, we're trying to populate in the face of a depopulation agenda.
Right? Amen. Yes, ma'am. Hey, System of a Down, great band. One of the filler intros on the War Room is Forest. Great song, you know, and we're total music heads in this band, and Armenia is where they're from. Total prison nation, you know, and I was in, I passed through Romania, and, I'm starting to see, I was telling the producer, I'm starting to see something that I haven't seen in a long time, and it was right after 9/11, there was a, an upright posture, you know, with Americans, and it seems to be there's another beginning, whether it's democratic, whether they're Republican, sort of anti-government. You know, you see this with the FBI, congressional statements, all this stuff. Finally, anti-government once again, and everything is cyclical, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, all these rock bands and stuff that used to be, you know, standing up to the man and anti-government, and then all these weenies, like, that used to be those very same people saying that and singing about that are like, oh, trust the government, get your shot, all this BS. But like you said, everything's cyclical, and hopefully with all this exposure, people will return to not trusting the government again, right?
My daughters get a royal kick out of how the 80s and the 90s were more fun. They said, was it really like that? I'm like, yeah, it was really like that. I got to run outside all day long with my friends. I never worried about getting snagged up. If you were to diagnose America right now, you would see desperation. If you would see desperation, then you would see erratic behavior. If you would see erratic behavior, you would see massive collectivism, where you would have people jump to one side or another. So you watch it as a person. You know, kind of the same thing. If you were to look at the world, dig this. If you were to look at the world map as a recess playground. You see everybody else as every country as a color. Everybody's arguing, and there's gonna be no resolve. There's gonna be no resolve. Not at all. Look at what Judge Joe Brown said. I was talking to Owen, and Judge Joe Brown, brilliant mind, mm-hmm. and he said, "Look, you can't fix it." And that's second law of thermodynamics. The best thing we could do is community. They don't even teach you about that at school. Guess what?
That's why, you know, united we stand, divided they fall. So they're constantly trying to divide us. We need to fight back by building even a bigger community and uniting together even more. I got to go so I can take another phone call, Flex. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Justin in New York. Justin, it looks like you have some favorite products that you want to share with us.
Yeah, I wanted to plug the toothpaste. I'm glad that it's back. It's been a while. I was actually searching for it a couple days ago, and boom, there it is. It's back. I'm going to order like two tubes of that.
All right.
Yeah, the soup, the whitening. And I'm patiently waiting, anticipating the delivery of my Survival Shield X3 and Turbo Force. My first time. I can't wait to get a dose of that.
Yes, and we're so glad that we have the quality products here at InfoWars to share with you that really get people feeling well. It's just dual purpose because it helps fund the operation, which is always under attack. So make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com and patiently wait if you need to, like Justin.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I got to say, I got home from work, I turned on InfoWars, and boom, there's Christy Lee. Whenever Christy Lee's on InfoWars, I'm like, all right, this is great. I need to see more of Christy Lee on InfoWars, like mainstay, like, you know, you are definitely one of the best up there.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, I just think that, you know, we need some feminine representation, you know. So, Justin, maybe you need to start a campaign and get more people to shop at InfoWars store so that I can actually get paid for what I do.
I share links constantly.
I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate your support. And I'm an InfoWarrior. Team InfoWars, no matter what. Bringing another little info warrior into the mix. Thank you so much, Justin, for your phone call. Thank you to everyone that called today. Thank you to everyone that supports this operation, that supports me personally. You can continue to watch what I do Monday through Friday, ampnews.us, ampnews.us. So thankful that I can promote that right here and continue to help here at InfoWars. Please help support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need this in the fight. InfoWarsStore.com. Love you all. See you again soon, hopefully.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 million people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment
is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.